broadcasting from the ESPN Radio Studios in Tallahassee, Florida, and in partnership with the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network. This is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Oh, and a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to all of you. This is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcasting network. My name is Tom Lang, and another week in the books, a big one ahead for the Lightning. Time to get serious now. This is a big one. And it starts tomorrow night with a matchup against the Boston Bruins, our primary rival in the Atlantic Division. This is going to be a fun week. We play a lot of games, and the stakes are even higher than they've been all season long. Looking forward to that. Housekeeping. Let's start with this. My name is Tom Lang again. I hope that you've enjoyed the first few weeks of the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. We've seen some growth, some significant growth, actually, over the first few weeks, and you guys are tuning in. They have this little metric thing in podcast terms where they talk about consumption rate. So if you download it, do you actually listen to it? And our consumption rate is through the roof. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast here, part of the Joe Bucks Fan Network, and listening to it all the way through. Awesome. So the housekeeping part. Subscribe to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast at either Google Play or iTunes. Subscribing is, of course, free. And if you do so, you'll get an alert every time we post a new episode. Like I've always said, these are Friday mornings, early lunchtime, but you can enjoy this podcast over lunch or, you know, before the Saturday game, certainly a little bit of a preview. All you got to do on your iPhone is hit the podcast button and type in Joe Bolts. It's right there. The podcast is also available at Player FM. More platforms are on the way. Leave an iTunes review. Only good ones now. And we love that kind of feedback. Leave an honest one. I like the debate. I like talking. And I've seen a lot of comments about a problem with our group now. With the Bolts, and our club has some complacency issues, and we're going to talk about that today. That's been a problem that's plagued us for a few years now. It's kind of in our DNA, and we'll go in depth on that in the next segment. But let's recap what the hell happened this past week. And there were 4 points available to the Lightning. We got two of them. That was in a shootout victory on Saturday against Montreal, another matinee game. And then Tuesday was just a flat-out disaster. You know, I'm not one to overreact to these games. Again, I said it in previous episodes, there's 82 regular season games. You got to look at the season in chunks. And Tuesday was a disaster for just a couple of reasons, and I don't think it's this great referendum on what we are or are not. We're a 100-point club. The Bolts have cleared 100 points for the fourth time in 8 years. That's what we do, apparently, in the Steve Yzerman era. We're going to win games and win a lot of them. But honestly, coming into the game, I thought we were going to wipe the floor with Ottawa. The context of everything around this game, you got time to prepare for it. Ottawa played the night before in Sunrise. They got a win, so they're feeling pretty good about themselves. Maybe they'll take it easy at Amalie Arena. And then we got all this time off before we play Boston. Vasilevsky's going to start. He had Saturday off. I mean, everybody's feeling good, right? And the game starts exactly as you think it would. We absolutely dominate the first chunk of this first period. We're up 1-0. We're in their zone probably 90% of the time. And the next thing you know, it's 3-1. They get a quick break. We turn the puck over in the offensive zone. They get a breakaway, a bad bounce off of one. I think it was a defenseman skate, but we have four guys back to their two. Puck bounces after a breakaway stop by Andre Vasilevsky. They put it back in the net. It's 1-1. They score a power play goal, another goal. It's 3-1. And you're looking up at the scoreboard and you're thinking to yourself, well, we're outplaying these guys. We're doing everything we thought we would, and yet we're down 2 goals. Well, now Ottawa's invested. It's the second of a back-to-back, but now they're up 3-1. Now they're going to be in it all the way to the end. And we were so close to choking the life out of them early in that game. But you're in a dogfight, and a couple of bad bounces or a couple of lazy plays later, now they're up. They got 5 goals. They got 6 goals. And the absolute symbol of Tuesday night was the pass by Erik Karlsson, who we did not trade for, off of the skate of Chris Kunitz, the top of the circles, and it goes in our net. It's a cross-ice pass, and it goes in. That was the symbol of Tuesday for two reasons. Not just because we lost the game 7-4, an effort that John Cooper responded to with a 1-minute, 12-second press conference, short on his answers. He was gritting his teeth through the answers. We'll play a little clip of that in the second segment. But then you go up the East Coast to Carolina. And there's Boston down 4-1 in the third period, about 10 minutes to go in that game. I had turned it off. I've been scoreboard watching. I prefer us to be able to rest some of our star players here towards the end of the season. So let's put Boston to bed, and that we have an opportunity to do that tomorrow. But they're down 4-1 to the Hurricanes, who are vying for that second wild card spot. This is a desperate Carolina team. And Boston drops four goals in about 3.5, 4 minutes on Carolina. They take the lead. I look away for what feels like 10 minutes, and it goes from 4-1 to 5-4 Boston. Now they're going to pick up 2 points on us in the standings. Just a total disaster of a night. We shouldn't feel as bad as Carolina, though, because now the Hurricane season is over. They're all done for the year. But it's an annoying thing. It did not come without a price for Boston, though. They are now supremely banged up coming into tomorrow's matchup. They're missing four players, including two headliners. Patrice Bergeron has been out for a little while. They've been able to account for the scoring without Bergeron. But DeBrusque got hurt in this game. Chara got hurt in this game. They're not going to be available tomorrow night for our matchup at Amalie Arena. This is a limping Boston team that lost 3-0 Thursday night to the Panthers. Last night as I'm recording this. Put them down. You got a chance tomorrow to put them down. Right the wrongs of Tuesday. You win this game, you have a commanding lead with a dozen games to go in this division, and you are in the driver's seat. You mess around like we have a little bit lately. Well, now Boston's right back in the thick of things, and they have to have felt invincible coming out of that Carolina win. They got to be having second thoughts now about the injuries and how much do we have to overcome. You can change the scope of the conversation in the Atlantic Division with a good effort tomorrow night on a St. Patrick's Day. So, to the end of the Lightning not playing too well, the reports out of Tampa, Joe Smith, Tampa Bay Times, Erlinson, Lightning Insider, it was a tough practice. There was a really tough practice on Thursday in which associate coach Rick Bowness lit into the Bolts. Long session, F-bombs galore, excoriating us for a lack of consistency in our game, and it's not just because of what happened Tuesday, and he's absolutely right. He was quoted as saying as this: it's easier for a player to listen to a coach when you give up 7. They're like, oh, that's what you were talking about? Yes, that's what we were talking about. It's not just what happened on Tuesday night. Bonus continued. Things have been creeping into our game for a long time now. We've been hiding it because our goalie has been great. We can score goals, plus have a great power play, but there's a right way to play, plus we haven't been very consistent with that. And that's true. Listen, we were 9-0-1 heading into Tuesday night's game. It's our first regulation loss in a dozen games or so. But if you watch the game closely, you can see it. We're so good that we think you put in a period and a half of honest effort in, and we're going to win the game. The worst part about that is it's true. Again, we'll talk about it with the complacency discussion. This has been something that's, it's not just unique to this team. It's been something that's been part of our DNA for a few years now. We are so good, and we know it, that we skate by, no pun intended, but we get away with some things. And when you get to the playoffs, you can't take for granted any minute, any period. Because as the Ottawa game on Tuesday will teach you, you can outplay a team like we did. Puck luck and hockey, you're down 3-1. So what do? Well, you got an opportunity to make it all correct tomorrow. It's a big weekend ahead. The Bolts play Boston tomorrow night, and that's the most important game of two. But then you have to turn around in fewer than 24 hours, and you host Edmonton on Sunday night. So there's 4 points available this weekend. You've got some momentum in the division. Again, Boston losing last night in Sunrise. You can put them down tomorrow. So do it. Put them down. Again, this is the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and Google Play. We'll go into a longer discussion next segment where we're going to talk about complacency as it relates to our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning and some things that are a little bit frustrating. John Cooper's press conference, obviously, from Tuesday, it exemplifies the feeling that we have as a fan base. The thing I love about Tampa fans before we go to break is we kind of get it. We know the standard is way higher than just playoffs or winning a playoff series. The front office feels this way too. If you talk to people around the Tampa Bay Lightning, they'll tell you that Steve Yzerman believes this is a cup year this season. That's what he's saying, and that's what he said with his actions at the trade deadline. So it's not about holding us to a standard of division champs or getting 100 points or making a good run of it. No, this is supposed to be a cup run. So are you going to play like a cup run team? Are you going to give an honest effort night in and night out? Or are you going to play like a team that knows it's really good and do the minimum or something close to it in stretches in order to just get by? Let your goalie bail you out. We'll be right back after this on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast.
Taking you higher than a Dave Mishkin go call. You're riding the Lightning on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast with Tom Lang.
Ah, yes, and a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend to all of you. Should be beautiful weather down there in the Tampa Bay area all day on Saturday. Enjoy your green beer. You know, there's a saying we have up in Tallahassee on the Jeff Cameron Show, which I produce, ESPN Tallahassee Studios. You can find it at ESPNTallahassee.com. We say maintain, the idea being if you have a big game, 7 p.m. kick, 8 p.m. kick, even in some cases a 3:30 kick on a college football Saturday, you want to enjoy the game. You want to remember being in your seats, seeing all the action, remember those moments, where you were, how you felt. But you got to maintain in order to get to the game. That means take it easy on those car bombs tomorrow. Take it easy on the green beer. It's a big hockey game at 7 o'clock. I'm really excited to see it. And Boston, again, they're beat up. So here's a chance, man. It's not going to end the division race. You still have two head-to-head matchups with Boston before the season is over. But it goes a long way. This sure would go a long way in dictating terms. So, I mentioned it last segment, and here we go. This is the talk. This is the big one. We've been a really, really good franchise for the last few years. However, there has been this cloud that sometimes hovers above us, and it circles around effort, and it circles around complacency. You know, the last couple of weeks here on the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast, which again, you can find on Google Play, iTunes, a lot of different places. I've set up and I've talked about who I like, who I don't like, so that you can understand where I'm coming from as we get into the meat and potatoes of a playoff run. Maybe I don't like a guy. I don't like his game. So if I keep bragging on him, you say, well, okay, Tom doesn't like this guy. He doesn't like Andre Schuster. So, you know, he's just going to hate on him any chance he can get. Or, Tom cannot stop talking about JT Miller. Will he please stop? Well, if JT stops scoring goals, I'll stop talking about him. Good Lord, this guy with a hat trick on Tuesday night. And he's with the first line now with Stamkos and Kucherov. And that line looks unstoppable. Last week, he was on a line with Yanni Gourde, Braden Point. That line looked unstoppable. So, wherever he goes, apparently he produces. If I was his agent, I would ignore all calls from the Lightning for this contract negotiation. I'd say, let it play out. You continue doing this, you're going to command so much damn money you won't know what to do with it, especially with no state tax in Florida. But I want to give you a picture of where I stand on all these issues, and now it's time to talk about the greater issue, and that is it's in our DNA in Tampa Bay to be complacent at times, and it's really frustrating. The effort is not where it always should be. You know, I was fond of putting this out on Twitter in past years, and you can follow me at @_TomLang. But even when we went to the Cup Finals, even when we pushed Pittsburgh to 7 in the East Finals, and certainly last year, the first half of the season, when we would play poorly, and I don't mean we got unlucky, we tried hard and we lost for a few games in a row. No, when we gave poor effort, I would put out a tweet that said, insert angry Brian Boyle quote here. Because that's what would happen after the game. Brian Boyle or somebody else, but mostly Boyle. He would meet the media and say, this is not enough. This is not what championship hockey teams do. This is not what a cup contender does. We need to find a way to work harder. You could have cut and pasted that the first time he said it, 50 other times over the last three or four seasons. And that's damning. is damning to a lot of our cornerstone pieces. Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman. You know, a lot of guys have come and gone over the years, but here those three remain, among some other players, Tyler Johnson, Andre Palat. You get the point, though. We're a 100-point team four times in our last eight seasons. It's not the end of the world, what I'm talking about here, but there are shake-your-head moments that have happened even in the playoffs, which is inexcusable, where you say 100% effort was not given on the ice. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, a sign on the wall of the Cup champion locker room. 2004 John Tortorella's team. There was a sign that said, safe as death. Well, there was another sign in that locker room, and it said, good is the enemy of great. And to me, that's the storyline of when we go bad, it's because we know how good we are. We can give you 30 minutes of effort instead of 60 and win a lot of hockey games. We are fully aware of how good we are. And that's been what's getting in the way of us playing with the consistency that a team like Pittsburgh does when it's winning time. You want to be a Cup champion? You can't take nights off. You can't take periods off. The hard part is you got to juxtapose that with the fact that it's 82 games. It's a long regular season. And you can't give max effort every single night. There's the balancing act. There's how you shuffle who comes in, who sits for a night. Is Vasilevsky going to take a couple practices off and a game off? You won't have anything left in the tank for March or April, let alone a six-week postseason run if you give max effort every single night. It's a long year. But that doesn't excuse some of the efforts you've seen. I mean, listen, we just lost on Tuesday. It was our first regulation loss in about a dozen games. So we're doing just fine in the results department. But you know it if you've watched, you've seen. And it's been there for a few years now. And Coach Cooper's at his wit's end. This falls on him too. You know, managing egos, managing player personalities, making sure you get the most out of a player without browbeating him. That's the challenge of a 21st century coach, a post-free agency era coach. You got to get the most out of your players and somehow convince him by working around his ego that it was his idea to do it. You can browbeat a young team that's not earned its stripes, but that's not what this Bolts team is. Have they won a cup? No. But they're full of a lot of veterans, professionals that have been around. So how do you push those buttons? And if you listen to Cooper on Tuesday night, at least he went for a minute and 12, his whole presser, and he's gritting his teeth when he talks about some of the goals we gave up in some of the situations. But the last question and answer here says it all about how he feels about player responsibility, because at some point it falls on the players. We'll play that clip right now.
Was it a case of maybe you guys got a little overconfident when you 10-game point streak, 5-game win streak, you score that first goal early and you think maybe it's going to be easy?
Oh, good question for the players, that would have been. We're good? Good.
It's a good question for the players? Yeah. Okay, well, we see how he feels. I don't think it's any mistake or coincidence that Rick Bowness was the one to talk to the media on Thursday after practice availability. There's a problem here. It's not a major one. It's kind of more of an annoying problem for the Bolts than it is a fatal flaw, at least not yet. But habits have to be a little bit better. We're capable, and we have put together 60-minute efforts this year, and it's something to behold. I mean, honestly, when you see us when we're firing on all cylinders, it's at a different level than almost any other team in the league, short of maybe two, when they're firing on all cylinders. There's nothing you can do. We are that good, and we're built that way right now. That's why Yzerman believes this is the year. That's why he made the trades he did. He thinks this is the year. But focus has to be cleaned up. It just has to be. And it falls on leadership. It will fall at Cooper's feet. And ultimately, if we fail, he'll be the one who gets fired. But it doesn't mean he's the only one who's responsible. You got to hold 91 accountable for that. You got to hold 86 accountable for that. So we'll see where we go over the next couple of weeks, but there is no doubt that everybody is attuned to the problem. The issue for us Lightning fans is we've been paid lip service for the problem for years, and yet we still have the inconsistencies in effort. Nobody can blame you for giving everything you got and coming up short. But when you know and you see us when we play at our best and what we are capable of, and then you see a result that's less than that, you see an effort that's not up to that par, and we come up short, that's when you get angry. That's why, frankly, last year, even though we were going crazy in the second half and we lost, I don't even know, a handful of regulation games in the second half, that's it. We're talking up here around the studios in Tallahassee, and I didn't like the team. We didn't care. We started the season the first week. I think we blew out Detroit on opening night, win another game. And it's like for the next 6 weeks, well, we know how good we are. It's not going to be that big of a deal. We'll be able to turn it on when we need to. And we were left, what, 1 point out of the playoffs. And you know in the NHL, if you're a loaded roster that gets hit with some injuries, all you got to do is get in the dance. Home ice is helpful, but it doesn't mean everything. You get into the tournament, and you can do anything. L.A. a few years back, were they not an 8 seed that went all the way? If they weren't, then they were a 7 back in, I think it was 12. I mean, you just get into that thing, and if you got the roster, I mean, you think Pittsburgh's worried about its chances right now? That roster is loaded top to bottom. They've got a goaltending issue, and that's a significant one, but that roster is capable of coming out of that half of the bracket without breaking a sweat. They're going to be the favorite. It doesn't matter that they don't have 100 points like we do. Winning time is the postseason, and your habits have to be straight in winning time. We'll see what we look like over the next couple of weeks. I already mentioned JT Miller. He's playing great hockey. McDonough obviously scored on Tuesday night, so the new additions accounted for all of our goal scoring. That first line with Stamkos and Kucherov looked exceptional. Vasilevsky continues to have trouble tracking the puck. He's going to have to come into focus here in the next couple of weeks. If honestly, at the opening of the postseason, I believe we're going to be the favorite in the East. Right now, I don't have us at that. We're not playing at the level we need to be able to make the run that we need to make. But we'll see. I mean, that's the other thing. I always caution, don't let one game speak for an entire regular season. Peak at the right time. You got to make your break at the right time. If you peak in January, you got no prayer in May. So we'll see. But again, huge week upcoming for the Bolts. You got back-to-back over the weekend in Amalie Arena. It's Boston tomorrow night, a banged-up Boston Bruins team. Let's see what our effort level is there. And then you get a mental test. It's a really good one, too, because even if you get the win over Boston on Saturday, and let's say you win a game 4-2, something like that, you're turning around in fewer than 24 hours and playing Edmonton. Are you mature enough to go play hard in that game, too? We'll find out. Then you got Toronto next week on the way to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast next Friday. So 4 games between now and then. We'll see where the division stands at that point. I hope you guys have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Be sure to maintain before the game. And thanks, as always, for listening to the Joe Bolts Fan Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.